Blue Plaque Stories. Nancy Mitford. 10 Curzon Street. Read by Penelope Wilton.
It was in March 1942 when I started working at Haywood Hills Bookshop, right here on Curzon Street, the Rue Centre of old world gossip. The shop really is a delight, full of people all day. We rather thought of going into partnership, myself and Haywood, as I always wanted to play at bookshopping, but we were never quite able to decide how it was to work out. He was called up in 1942, so I manned the fort. It was simply the only place one wanted to be. London had been so frightfully jolly, with incessant parties, until the war came, and then it all dried up, rather. There were these screaming bombs that simply made your flesh creep, and great fires everywhere, and then wave after wave of airplanes, ambulances tearing up the street, and horrible, unnatural blaze of searchlights. Oh, and the burglars everywhere. 15 in Belgravia one Saturday night alone. I slept with a gun to hand. The added trouble of the war was no vie sociale, you understand. And when one does dine with someone or other, the talk is always of craters, shelters, and what happened to so-and-so's mother or aunt. I'd been writing lots of books and articles as my husband Peter and I were very short of funds, all pretty unsuccessfully, until I started to write a different sort of book, perhaps copying my dear friend Evelyn Waugh, about my family. It wasn't Brideshead, not so grand, but far madder. I was awfully excited. My fingers itched for the pen. It was so quick and easy to write, and an utter joy. 3 months and it was done. I called it The Pursuit of Love. Once the war was over, I did get myself to Paris. I ran something of a branch of Haywood Hill in Paris, with rather a good deal on selling our English books to the French. I stayed first at the Hotel Jacob. Quelle horreur! No bathroom or loo, dry bread and water for breakfast, but the romance of it kept me going. I supposed when the weather got cold I should die, like a geranium, but I would go to Dior and gaze at the winter coats to the ankle. I didn't stay at the Hotel Jacob for long. I moved to the Rue Bonaparte and felt very dashing. Things had been rocky for some time between my husband Peter, and so I stayed on in Paris. There was a wonderful hoo-ha when Pursuit was published, all sorts of people imagining who was who. The reviews from America were pretty good too, but maybe they're always like that there, frightfully enthusiastic. The moment you set foot in France, you can take it from me, pure happiness begins. Of course, I know it was partly that Gaston, my dear colonel, was there, but I didn't see him all the time by any means, and every minute of the day there was bliss. I busied on with my writing, film scripts, all sorts of lovely translation work, and then historical biographies, far more relaxing dealing with the dead. I was determined not to pine on for my Gaston, my colonel, and give in to the gloom. So I to'd and fro to Venice, writing in the morning, bathing in the Lido in the afternoon, and then the Piazza San Marco for evenings. Bliss. I had thought that in the end I would long and long to live quietly in Provence and not always feel so overdone. But there was always a reason to stay, and I should imagine I might easily become something of a bore if I surrounded myself with roses. And to be a bore, well, that would never do.